Chapter 9. The World of Art. Unit 17. The Face in the Portrait. Portraits have long been a means for artists to express their admiration of a subject by capturing the image in art. Many of the best portraits can capture a person's essence. This requires not only talent, but also a sincere insight of the artist. However, most portraits are not labors of love, but are commissioned by the subject or someone on behalf of the subject. Similarly, portraits of leaders are often displayed in government buildings. Dictators are known to strategically place portraits of themselves throughout the regions they rule. This asserts their dominance and encourages adoration among their subjects. Portraits generally feature a single human subject, but can also feature a group or even an animal. They can include just the head and shoulders of a subject or the entire body. Portraits can be sculpted, painted, or photographed. Some are highly stylized to emphasize the features of the subject. Other portraits are noted for their likeness of the subject. The popularity of different portraits has changed over time as the values of art change. The earliest known portrait was discovered in a cave in France and is thought to be approximately 27,000 years old. The image was created with calcium carbonate and used the wall of the cave to give contours to the face. The drawing is quite basic, but the features of a face are discernible. The remains of a human body were also found in the cave. They were dated to approximately the same time. This indicates that the portrait was meant to somehow immortalize the memory of the deceased. This is a practice that was also common in the ancient civilizations, of which we have a great deal of evidence. The Egyptians made sculptures of their most revered people. Portraits of common people were painted as well. The former was made to commemorate a heroic life, while the latter was kept realistic to capture as true a likeness as possible to the actual person. In Roman times, both great people and common people were portrayed in a realistic way. During the 4th century, however, this trend gave way to a preference for more glorified depictions. In the late Middle Ages, it again became popular to commission lifelike portraits in Europe. The Renaissance, which roughly began in the 14th century, marked a revitalization of the art world, and portraits again became very popular. Renewed interest in ancient Greek and Roman art was a feature of the Renaissance. Portrait medals, common of the classic period, reappeared. The profile was featured predominantly in these ancient medals, so profile portraits became stylish. Perhaps Leonardo da Vinci painted one of the most famous portraits of all time, the Mona Lisa, in the early 16th century. Throughout this century, portraits seemed to celebrate wealth over accomplishments. Artists were challenged with complex poses and the demand for detailed depictions of jewelry and other finery. The trend of depicting wealthy and important people in elegant attire continued into the 17th and 18th centuries, as Rococo and Baroque came to be the dominant styles in the art world. In time, however, artists became more experimental and bold with their techniques. Showing the subject in action, for example, became popular and added to the lifelike quality of the work. The invention of the camera provided a fabulous new medium for portraits. This resulted in a new type of portrait. The first photographic portrait dates back to around 1840. Photographs today are an affordable way to commemorate important events, such as graduations and weddings. Many homes feature a family portrait, and while these are usually photographed, some are painted because the commissioner has an affinity for painted works. Painted portraits today, however, are generally based on a photograph rather than having the subject or subjects sit for the artist for extended periods of time.